Hello, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for coming to attend the presentation. The project is funded by LWI grant from Leonardo Institute, Fort Leonardo, Missouri. Ground penetrating radar is used for a variety of purposes by various scientists like hydrologists, archaeologists, or hydrophysicist or soil physicist, different kind of soil scientist, and as well as military people to find landmines. Detection of low metal landmines with GPR can be difficult due to transmission problem or ground conflicts, which are mostly related to soil environmental conditions. And soil environmental conditions are variable with changes in weather factors, soil types, soil properties such as moisture, temperature, and electrical conductivity. Based on soil geographic data and soil survey geographic data, USGS NRCS has developed a thematic map showing relative suitability of GPR applications. Here you can see a map of Missouri, which has different indexes from very high to unsuitable. And while collecting the different soils for our experiment, I tried to choose the soil which have various indexes. Objective for our project is to study the impact of soil moisture, temperature, and electrical conductivity on response of GPR, detecting low metal anti-tank and anti-personnel landmines. For our experiment, there are six soils, five different soils we collected, and we included construction grade sand, and they are placed in plastic tubs. Here you can see we are collecting the soil. While collecting the soil, we first removed the vegetative layers, and then we collected 3 to 8 inch deep soils. A six layer of gravels and a plastic pipe was set at the bottom of the tub for drainage system before placing the soil in the tub. And we placed soil sensors from Decagon devices at three different depths from the surface to measure soil moisture, temperature, and bulk electrical conductivity. Here you can see a diagram of tub. So I placed different sensors, and in various tubs we have mines, two different types of mines. This is the experimental layout, and we plotted it according to split plot design. And you can see a photo of sensor, and all the sensors are connected to data logger, which are collecting the readings for soil environmental conditions. We have used low metal anti-tank and anti-personnel targets in two replicates, and one tub in each soil type was kept mine-free to train the detector. And detector was first calibrated and then trained in each soil type before taking the readings from the same soil type. And the apparatus was NPSS 14, loaned from US Army. And it has dual phase detector, means it has metal detector as well as GPR. Here you can see that photo of detector we are calibrating, and then we trained and taken reading. While taken reading, we sweep the detector left to right and right to left, total 10 times. And we heard the beeps, and beeps were the readings, and I took geometric mean of the readings. And for 10 readings, we took one average reading. We started the study at 15th of May, and will be continued till December 2009. This is table showing the preliminary properties of the soil. We have five different soil, and then S is the sand. So we had siltic clay loam, clay loam, and silt loam. And according to US classification, it shows we have 3 CL and 1 GC and 1 CM. The result today I'm going to show here, it's the sum of the preliminary results, and I am considered from 15th of the May to 30th of September. In next 12 slide, I'll be showing same kind of graph. So first I'll discuss the graph. This axis shows temperature and GPR readings. This axis is for soil moisture and EC. And this is the GPR readings. First, I arranged according to different soil moisture. Then within soil moisture, I divided based on different temperature range. So this is for Fe in soil, S in sand. We got maximum reading 3.21 and minimum 2.74. And this is a correlation table which is showing the correlation between soil temperature and GPR reading, moisture and GPR reading. So it says we have better correlation of moisture in low moisture range and better correlation with temperature at medium moisture range. For same kind soil, it's for anti-tank, we have reading 5.62 maximum and minimum 4.08. And it's a similar kind of trend with moisture. We have better correlation at low moisture range, and at medium moisture range, we have good correlation with temperature. In loamy soil, we have only one moisture range, and reading varied from 2 to 1.4, and we have only good correlation with moisture. For anti-tank in loam soil, we have maximum reading 3.44 and minimum 2.45, and we have good correlation with moisture and temperature at higher temperature range and medium moisture range. For silt loam soil, soil E, here we can see the reading for EC, and this is the moisture. So it shows like moisture range and EC range, the trend is somewhat similar, and GPR readings also followed the similar kind of trend of EC. So we find good correlation with EC and GPR readings, as well as moisture and in some cases with temperature. For same soil, for anti-tank reading, we have soil moisture and EC. It followed similar kind of trend, but reading is somewhat different, it's opposite, so we didn't find good correlation with AC here, but only one good correlation with AC. So we find some good correlation with temperature at lower moisture range. For soil C, clay loam, for antipersonal, we find reading is somewhat more in less moisture range than medium moisture range, and we have good correlation with moisture. For same soil in case of anti-tank, also similar thing, we find like more readings at low moisture range and less reading at medium moisture range, and we have good correlation of GPR reading with temperature. Soil D, this is also clay loam soil, and we have like moisture trend and EC trend is somewhat opposite, but the GPR readings follow the trend of EC. So we find good correlation with moisture and EC somewhat, and good correlation with temperature at high moisture range. For same soil, for anti-tank also, we find GPR reading followed the trend of EC, and we have good correlation with EC. For silty clay loam soil, this soil has maximum clay content, and we had readings from 0 to 1. Readings were somewhat lower, so I took the GPR in this axis, and you can find in every moisture range we have good correlation with moisture with GPR reading, and we have some correlation with temperature and EC. For same silty clay loam soil, we have good correlation with moisture at higher moisture range and with temperature at higher moisture range and medium temperature. This table shows the minimum, maximum and average reading of GPR for antipersonal mines. And these are the soils which have different clay content. You can see the clay content with increase with clay content, the readings are decreased. So we find maximum reading at sand and minimum in silty clay loam soil. If we compare these two soil, loam and silt loam, which has same clay content and different sand content, at higher sand content we get high reading. In these two soil also, when the sand content is higher, reading is higher. This table is for anti-tank reading, and here also with increasing clay content, readings are lower. If we compare these two soils with higher sand content, readings are higher. But if we compare these two soils, when sand content is higher, reading is lower, so reading is a little bit opposite. Conclusions are GPR counts for both anti-tank and antiversional were found higher in sand than other soils and were minimum in silty clay loam soil where clay content was maximum. Higher soil moisture in soils other than sand resulted in lower GPR counts. GPR counts varied with moisture, temperature and EC of soils. Soil environmental condition impacted GPR counts more for anti-tank than antipersonal. Readings for antipersonal mines followed a definite trend in increasing clay content. Our ongoing studies include the same study we are continuing in the winter to measure the temperature at like less than 10 degrees, or in case of frozen region when we'll be getting different kind of moisture reading. And we have collected four more soils from Port Riley, Court Campbell and Fort Sill, which is different kind of texture with more clay content and more calcium carbonate content to get different kind of reading. And we set up another experiment to study it differently. Thank you. If you have any question.
We have time for a couple questions. I have one.
Okay.
The GPR readings, can you explain a little bit what's a good high reading and what's considered too low, or what that?
Okay, like while taking the readings, I counted the beeps. When you get the beeps clearly, I assumed it is a good reading. But when we found just one sound, constant sound, or we didn't get anything, so we thought that is not a good reading. Okay, anything? Okay.
Going along with that, did you ever do tests to see your chance of having a false positive or an actual positive and so forth on detecting things in the soil?
Can I repeat false positive?
Did you ever do tests to try to see what percentage, if you were looking for certain objects in the soil, what percentage of those you would find, you know, under the different conditions?
Yeah, like we are still continuing the study, but at the end of study I'll find out what percentage and what is the effect when we are getting good reading. Right now I have done a little bit of correlation. At the end of the study I'll be doing regression and all the statistical analysis. I think I'll find a good thing. Okay.
Well, you always know that there are two there.
Yeah.
You're just recording how strong the signal comes back.
Yeah. Yeah, we always know that thing where it is.
It isn't a case of finding one or not finding one.
No, we have several other studies. They are doing all this. So I'm just studying the soil properties and how it's affecting.
How do you think it'll differ in frozen soil?
In frozen soil, we don't know the sensor will be acting or not. It will give us the moisture reading or not. So EC may be less, or we don't get the EC reading. And EC has a prominent impact on GPR reading, so we want to see that. Okay. And
any more questions?
Okay, thank you.